Tony Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this pool. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
Check your speakers. This ain't a self-help song or another makeover song, but how it made me over. You dig?
I like me. Yo, you like me? Cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me. Cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
I like me. Yo, you like me? Cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me. Cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
Yo. Short, big nose, big lip. Kinda sister, stutter, but I never trip. Got my daddy swag and I walk with a limp. Got a hot wife, no need to be a pimp. Never been cute, never been fly. Cause I've been chased, got that twinkle in my eye. Got my grill fixed, now smile when I speak.
Tell me who that is.
Yo, it's that Jesus freak.
That's your
boy. I like me. Yo, you like me. Cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me. Cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
Yo, you like me, cause I like me.
Juice in the booth.
See, I like me.
Why?
Like
that's the piece right there. Hey, I've been waiting a long
like
time for this.
I
one.
Just smile. I'm so content, and I ain't even got yellow stones on my wrist. I hear the world say I'm supposed to be rich, but I don't buy that, man. I don't go with the trend. Go the whole mile, lose or win. I hope that's the impression that the CDs give. I'm more concerned about how they see me live. They're trying to get a house from MTV Cribs.
Hey,
Frank. I like me. Yo, you like me. Cause I like me. Do you like me?
That's a problem, baby.
Cause he likes me.
Sir.
God likes me.
That boy feel good right there, baby.
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me. Cause he likes me. God likes me. So you won't like me.
Catch his feet, baby. You feel it right there? Yo.
When the lights fade, I know that you see
more than my swagger, but it's you and me.
From the storefront church to the packed out floors,
they want an autograph, but I'd rather give them yours.
The ink don't fade, the crowd wants more. The king's on stage, the final encore.
Can't believe it's me now chilling backstage. Big nose, big lips.
Go get your hands raised.
From Texas, baby.
I like me. Hey. Yo, you like me? Cause I like me. Do you like me?
Do you like me?
See, I like me.
I like
cause
me.
He likes me.
He likes
God
me.
Likes me.
God likes
you
me.
You all like me.
If you're a size 12,
if
you're a size 17, size
22,
he likes
you.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today? Today is Thursday. Thursday, March the 5th. Thursday, March the 5th of 2015. And the time? The time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very, very important topic. As you know, they all are important. But today's topic, again, is one of those esoteric topics that I will be discussing in greater detail in my private sessions or in the private shows, which you guys know I've transferred over to the pay-per-view option with some of this information, because some of this information is so diverse. Some of this information is so deep. Some of this information is actually so dangerous that it does require censorship, if you want to use that term. So if you may or may not know, I've been trying to mention it on every show. Again, you can partner with me at the $25, $50, or $75 level. There's also a $400 level, $400 a month for 10 months. That's $4,000 from everything that I say from March until the end of this year, because this is the year of infinity. This is the year of getting your house in order because of what's coming down the pike, Albert Pike. So Albert Pike was the grandfather of Freemasonry. Now, Albert Pike wrote a book called Morals and Dogma. In this book, he predicted the three world wars. We've already, in fact, everything that has happened from 9/11 to every major war, every conflict has been predicted by the powers that be in the shadow government due to this mass control. So tonight we want to peel back the onion just a little bit. Again, to get the full onion, again, you need to partner with me, but I need to give you at least some of this mass control. So that way you can understand what the powers that be have in store for us. Now, the hardest thing is that we talked about last night this word cryptocracy, and I'm trying to think of the other word. Basically, it is the shadow government. It is the word crypto, which means hidden, and ocracy, which means government. And so this crypto, or this cryptocracy, this shadow government uses mass control. Now, the thing about mass control is it comes from the word mass. Now, the tough part about the word mass is when we look at it, it is a religious ceremony that takes place with inside of the Catholic Church. Now, what you may or may not know, depending upon your level of under, over, and understanding, is the depth by which the mass controls this matter. So mass, again, is a coherent piece of matter. So when you go to Catholic mass, it is designed to control matter. And so once we under, over, and understand that mass consciousness control matter consciousness, so mass consciousness is the controlling of all matter. So all matter on this planned net is under. It is the gathering together of mass or masses to assemble the mass or masses into whatever order that you would like. Now, this Latin word massa, where the slaves would call their master massa. So when you call somebody master, it allows them to congregate, if you want to use that term, for lack of a better word. Even the term, that's what the scripture says, you should call no man master. Master is what is called a term of endearment. Now, I've done a mini show on that while I continue using the word master teacher, I prefer to be called Will, Brother Will, Dr. Rogers, Buckethead, whatever. It doesn't really matter. I use the term master because it has been, again, branded. So you can go to Google and type in Master Teacher 33, and a plethora of all my information come up. So from a marketing standpoint of view, I stick with the word Master Teacher 33. Also, from a neurological Luciferian point of view, meaning all Luciferians know what a master teacher 33 is. All Luciferians know that the number 33 is Albert Pike. So Pike wants to take you down the pike, so to speak. How does he do that? Well, he was just a pawn that was basically used, as we all are, by the powers that be. Now, you should be saying, or the thing that should be going through your mind right now, is that, you know, these powers that be, you know, who are they? Where are they? And this shadow government, you know, and again, I talk about all of this inside of my book, The Hidden Ontology of Mankind. And the reason why, again, most of this stuff is I'm not comfortable with sharing over the general airways because of the esoteric nature. Now, a lot of this stuff you can basically under, over, and understand yourself. In other words, you can go to Google and do your own research, and you can come up with the ontological history of mankind. And you can see that everything that we've been taught is upside down, just like it says in the book of Isaiah in chapter 11. And so once you understand that they take, the people who hide in the shadows, they take everything and they turn it upside down. And so now what you have been presented is actually the hidden ontology, meaning that what is real is not real. Now, mass, when you, now again, no disrespect against Catholic, they just, that's just a vehicle that the cosmogrator chose to use. Now, all religions, unfortunately, fall into this category. Now, to bring about mass consciousness, you have to control all systems of excellence, all systems of distribution. So you look at the media, you look at the food, you look at the economy, you look at the philosophy, you look at the education, all systems by which you receive your learning, your education, your food, your knowledge, your air, everything that you get, the government controls. The government controls the air. They control the water. That's why you got a water bill. They put chemtrails in the air. They control the food. That's why you got genetically modified organisms in your food. They control theology. They control what you learn, when you learn it, how you learn it, how often you learn it. What I'm about to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify tonight is very hazardous to your belief system. Why? Jeremiah 16, 19. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19. It reads, O Lord, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of my affliction. The Gentiles, that's you and me, by the way, because we're Goyim, we're non-Jews. So if you are a traditional Orthodox Jew, then this verse doesn't apply to you. But most of the people that listen to my show are not Zionists. They're not a Hazakazi or a Khazar zoo. I said zoo. This basically is a zoo. They're Zionists. They are the people that's in Israel who say they are Jews, but they are not Jews. That's what it says in the book of Revelations. So it says in Jeremiah 16, 19, that Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and they shall say unto thee, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Let me say that again, brothers and sisters. I don't know if you really caught the full magnitude of the words that just flowed off my lips. So if you are sitting at home and you have access to your Helios Biblios, if you have access to your Bible, please open up your Bible. Please read it for yourself. Or go to Google and just type in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19. Also, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8. You know Jeremiah was the blind prophet. He was the weeping prophet. He was one of God. Now, God said he doesn't do anything without first revealing it to his prophets. That's inside of the Helios Biblios as well. So Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19 talks about, he's telling you, you guys have something that's not something. So mass consciousness, in order for me to control matter. Now remember, we live in an environment that is space, time, mass, and matter. So if I want to control space, time, mass, and matter, how do I do it? Well, the cosmogrator has a system. Now, the real father does not exist inside of space, time, mass, or matter. Now, that's rough for a lot of people to wrap their brain around. So if you want to have a relationship with the true God, he's not inside of space, time, mass, and matter. So you are inside of space, time, mass, and matter that is controlled by math, music, and language. I talk about it. It is a hexagon, gong, hexagon, that's mathematics, sacred geometry. A hexagram, gram, grammar, grammaria, that is language. And a hexachord, C-H-O-R-D, chord, accordion, music. So they use the power that be, have you inside of a triune hex. It is a vibrational prison. Nobody gets off of this planned net. The Earth is a prison planet, contrary to popular belief. The only way you can be on Earth is if you committed a celestial crime that you don't remember, by the way, because your DNA has been shut off. That's why you can only access 10% of it. But if you had all access to all of your DNA, yeah, you would remember how you sided with the fallen star, or you made no decision. So since you are lukewarm, the father said, yeah, get you out of my mouth. Now, that's another thing for another time that I'll be breaking down. I've done many shows on your prior existence with the father. Now, I can biologically prove it. I can biologically prove Lucifer by using, and I talk about this inside of my book, Bioluminescence, the biology of the illuminated one. Again, that's another study for another time. But mass consciousness is the result of mass confusion. Now, they use the Vatican. Now, we talked about the three city-states. There are three nations inside of a nation. They are their own sovereign entity. Number one, the Vatican. Number two, London. Number three, Washington, D.C. Go to Google. Type in all three of those. You will find that they are nations inside of a nation. They don't answer to the nation that they're in. They are city-states. You want to blow your cookies? Who do they report to? He's called the Black Pope, the Jesuit priest. Now, again, another study for another time, but let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. When you go to mass, now what happens? Anywhere there is a mass, okay, football. I love football. I go to a football game. What happened at the Super Bowl? How many people watch the Super Bowl? I forgot how many millions of people watched the Super Bowl on TV. There was over, I think, close to 100,000 people in the stands. Mass. You go to church, what happens? Mass. You go to a rock concert, what happens? Mass. So anywhere there is a mass congregation of people, there is a manipulation of the conjugation. Now, what does that mean? That means that the only way to control matter, you are matter, by the way, you are biological, electrical, chemical. Those chemicals, those molecules make up what we call matter. How do I control it? Well, Lucifer got a system. The Father got a system. So you are living your life according to one of those systems. You're living your life according to the word of God. You're living your life according to the word of Lucifer. Those are the only two systems on the planet. Now, unfortunately, the God that has presented, that is presented to us as God, also works for Lucifer. Now, I know that's rough. And I hate making statements without having the time to back those statements up. But I've done it so many times, I got, ooh, wow. You know, 2,000 shows that will back up every statement that I make. Now, these 10 books that I'm coming out this year will definitely blow your cookies. If you can get your hands on these 10 books, I guarantee you everything that you need to know about world history, about religion, about the economics, any question that you will have is answered in these 10 books that I'm releasing this year. That's why you need to partner with me if you're not already partnered with me so you can get your hands on these 10 books. Why? Let me read Jeremiah 16 again. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge, in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall call upon thee from all of the ends of the earth. So we are living in the day of affliction. That's why Gentiles everywhere are calling. I'm getting more and more. I was talking to a good friend of mine today. Most of the calls I get are from people who are in church and they are tired because their life is not changing. Their behavior is not changing. Their financial situation is not changing. Their physical situation is not changing. They want answers. And so the only way you can find those answers, which is really you shouldn't be looking for, you should be looking for understanding. But people come to me for answers and I give them understanding. Now, it takes time to get the understanding that I have. So most people can't listen. Like, tonight's show is an hour long. Now, a lot of times I do a two-hour show. Most of my books is 300-400 pages. Most people, they want an answer in one sentence or within the first 2 or 3 minutes of the show. Since I don't say nothing of importance within the first 5 minutes of the show, guess what? They disconnect. They want answers. They don't want understanding. Let me say that again. Very important. Never ask a question seeking answers. If I give you an answer, it creates more confusion. Do you know answers don't answer anything? They confuse everything. So if you come to me and say, Brother Will, who is the Antichrist? And I tell you the answer. I know the answer. And I give it to you, you're going to be confused. If you come to me and say, well, Brother Will, you said that the Catholic Mass produces mass consciousness that leads to mass confusion, so that way we can have a mass sacrifice. So what they are doing, what we are doing when we go to church is we are gathering together, and at the top of every church, most churches, especially old school churches, there's a steeple. The steeple is what is called a resonant point. It's a spiritual antenna. You got a steeple inside of your body. That's where your body is called the temple. Your steeple is your spinal cord. Your spinal cord is an antenna. It's receiving a signal. And your spinal cord can be used to tap. Now, this is all biologically proven, by the way. So every church, most churches, has a small or a large, sharp object going straight up into the sky. Why is that? Because the energy inside of everybody in the church, again, seeps up through that. Now, I could say that. And that just creates more questions for you, right? So now you got another question. Okay, who's getting the energy? Why do churches do that then if they know that? Why would the pastor have us all come together and then who wants to take all of our energy? You ever watch The Matrix? You ever watch the movie Jupiter Ascending? You ever watch the movies come out of Hollywood? They are all talking about people being hoarded together like cattle and somebody using them as a resource, a.k.a. a battery. Why is Hollywood telling you that and nobody's listening? Everything that's going to happen is in a Hollywood movie. Look at the movie Lucy. Look at the movie Limitless. Look at all of the Avengers. So you're going to start seeing what is called indigo children. The indigo kids have triple helixes. They got superhuman powers. They're psychic. Now, if you watch the Hollywood movies, they will tell you this. Now, I could tell you that, but what does it do? It creates more questions. Because then you ask, why do we need superheroes? What are they? Who are they? Where are they from? So always ask questions seeking understanding, not answers. If you seek understanding, then understanding leads to expectation. Expectation leads to manifestation. See, all people are not, they don't have the same physical bodies as some of us. Jeremiah 16 says that we have inherited lies from our fathers. Now, that's in your Helios Biblios. Helios, son, Biblios, book. Some people call it the Bible. So inside of this book, you see where it says that you have inherited lies. You have inherited vanity. That means stuff that is devoid of truth. And things where there is no profit. We inherited it. Okay, so I got stuff. I got a lie. Everything I'm reading doesn't have no truth in it. And everything that I'm doing has no profit. That pretty much sums up what's going on in the world today. So what do I do about it? Well, that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years. Thankfully, you're in the right place. The cosmology always deals with the least common thing. The only thing that means is, notice, let me give you an example. This is an example that has nothing to do with the topic, but it's a good example. Teachers are paid a salary that is pennies upon what they should work, what they are worth. Law enforcement officers are paid a salary that's pennies for what they are worth. But yet the CEO of every major corporation, their base salary is 10, 20, 30 million, and their corporate stock options and bonuses are 30, 40 million for one person. You could fund an entire police department with that. You could fund an entire school with that. So why do we pay our teachers nothing? Why do we pay our police officers nothing? Because we want to attract the least qualified. Do you really think somebody who has a master degree in engineering, they're very educated and very gifted, but they love teaching? You think they're going to go teach for $30,000 a year, or they can go work somewhere else for $200,000. So the powers that be, they automatically control the masses and funnel you into the areas based upon economics. At the end of the day, it all boils down to money, gold. Gold is God. So G-O-L-D, remove the L, you have G-O-D. Add the L, you got G-O-L-D. So God is gold. Gold is God, at least on this dimension. Now, you could debate. We could argue. And thankfully, again, I'm a retired debater. I don't do debating anymore. I just educate. You say, well, Brother Will, that all sounds great, man, but you haven't told me nothing about mass consciousness. Mass consciousness, brothers and sisters. Now, I'm not going to get into all. I've done all of the biology about how it's done, how your brain is controlled through programming. That's why when you watch a television program, it's called television program. Tele means to transport. Vision, mental image. Pro, to rewire. Gram, grammaria, grammar, using language. So I can change mental pictures in your head with language. That's what the word television program means. So every time you watch a television program, the lights that's flashing and the words that's saying are restructuring your brain. So that way now you desire whatever you're watching on the television program. So I put the television program, I control what comes over the television program. This is called phantasmagoria. It was developed by Walt Disney. He was a 33rd degree Freemason, just like Albert Pike. You will find that everybody that is in the know, they all have the number 33 associated with their name. You don't want to know the answer to why that is correct. That's another study for another time. But when we talk about mass consciousness, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the controlling of a large group of people for what? So the knowledge of what some people call Nazi programming is to use propaganda to hoard people like sheep and to control them. Now, there is a force. Remember the movies, Star Wars, and they had this thing called a force? Well, the force, again, is the thing that is behind this Luciferian agenda. Now, the force, there's a good force and there's a bad force. Some people call it chi. Some people call it prana. Some people call it the one. Some people call it the creative force. Some people call it the male and female or the divine couple. There's a lot of different names for this force. But this force is what controls the spirit realm or the spirit world or what is called consciousness. So life is a consciousness unit of pure energy. So when you are born as a spirit. So you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. So in order for me to control your soul, I need to control your spirit. The soul is the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and the intellect. So a spirit, again, is a disembodied, a spirit is like a thought being. That's the best way to describe it. Spirits are what some people call oversouls. A oversoul is like a pure ball of energy or consciousness or thoughts. But they have a, how can I put this? They have a shape, we'll use that word, that's called consciousness. So a spirit can control a soul. Now, everyone has a soul. The only question is, what spirit is controlling your soul? There's a spirit of alcohol. There's a spirit of lust. There's a spirit of gluttony. There's a spirit of fear. There's a lot of different spirits. Spirits mean that your most predominant thoughts is of this thing. So if 12 hours out of the day, 10 hours of your day, you think about alcohol, you got a spirit of alcohol. So everybody has a spirit that controls your soul, that controls your body. That's mass consciousness. So there's a power, a force out there that's not benevolent, that want to control your soul. Now, this is called the Luciferian Molech. Now, Molech, you guys may have heard of Molech. He's in the Bible, by the way. Molech is the god of like the Canaanites or Canaanite deity. He's a Canaanite deity. Now, Molech also, how can I put this, is the god of child sacrifice. Now, I got to go down this. Again, I can't tell you everything. For everybody who would like to go further, again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The email address, again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Mass consciousness is or falls under Molech. Now, everybody should have heard of Molech because where did Abraham, who, again, is the father of Christianity, where did he come from? Who was his father? What did they do before they? Why did God say, I'm going to take you out of your land and take you to the promised land? Because there was something going on in his land that the father didn't like. That's another study for another time. But let me make sure that we are all on the same page so that you under, over, and understand what I'm saying. There is a Hebrew coven or covenant that was made. God is a God of covenant. He's not a God of color. So while I got my good brothers that are well-meaning in part in the African-American community, who I've been contacted many times, and they want me to join their fight. And they don't understand why I'm not willing to join their fight. Because the God I serve is not a God of color. He's a God of covenant. You ever look at the definition of the word black? You know that black is not a color, right? Black man, black woman. So black is the absence of all color and the inclusion of all color. Let me say that again. Black is the absence of all races and the inclusion of all races at the same time. Don't believe me. Go to dictionary.com. Look it up for yourself. And so have you ever heard of Marduk? What about Ra? Everybody heard of Ra, the Egyptian god Ra. Well, we get is Ra-El, is Isis, Ra, Egyptian god, El, Elohim, Marduk. Now, brothers and sisters, I could say some stuff right now that would blow your cookies, but we're going to save that again for another day. Let me just simply say this. Massa, master, is the word mass, master. So mass or matter is like master. So to master matter, we need mass or manna. Now, there is a god called, what's that goddess name? I can't remember her name. I want to say it's Inanna, I-N-N-A-N, something like that. She's called the Queen of Molech. Now, remember, Molech is the god of the Bohemian Grove. Now, you want to blow your cookies? Look up the definition of the word grove or Bohemian, Bohemian Grove. It's where the power brokers meet once a year. Every elite meet there once a year. They worship a big owl. Who's that big owl? Molech. Now, Suleiman the Magnificent. You guys ever heard of Suleiman? Yeah, you heard of him. He's inside of your Bible, by the way. Suleiman. S-U-L-E-I-M-A-N. Suleiman. We call him Solomon. Solomon is from, or was from, Ur. Same place where Abraham was from. Who did they worship over there? They worship a Leviathan called a serpent who was over the underworld or the abyss, who controlled a race of people called the Serpentine race. Now, again, I have all of this broken down in my book that I make available to everybody that partners with me on a deeper level. So this word Solomon the Magnificent, he's the common name for what the Samaritans call An, or some people call An or Ammon. Now, we're talking about mass worship. Mass worship, mass control is the result of papal bulls. Now, I didn't tell you this. Go to Google. If you want to blow your cookies, then type in the word papal bulls. I triple dare anybody listening to the show to go do that after the show. Now, in my private sessions, everybody that partner with me at the $400 level, I break all of this down. You will find every major event, negative, war, crime, anything, was written down in a papal bull in the Vatican before it happened. But again, I didn't tell you that. Now, a papal bull, it is a letter, it is a patent, it is a charter issued by the Pope, ruler of the Catholic Church, the Vatican. There's a list of papal bulls, like the bull, Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan. Wonder why he's a billionaire. I'm going to leave that one alone, too. So these papal bulls, the people who are in the quote-unquote members of the Cult of 33 and the Council of 300, assist a, how can I put this delicately, a group of people to administer mass euthanasia, mass control. How do we do it? Every Sunday morning, Massa, the new Massa religion. So now the master, the new master, is a god of confusion. Now, I don't know about you, when you go to service or mass, especially mass, you ever been to a Catholic mass? No disrespect, again, to anybody that's a member of the Roman Catholic Church. It's not about the Roman Catholic Church. It has to do with the Eucharist, the high mass, M-A-S-S, mass. So you go to Catholic Church, right, and you are going to mass. Now, the word mass, I don't know if you looked it up, just simply means a large amount. A group. The word mass means a large amount that is needed together. Needed. It's like a cooking term, mass. Now, the word mass has an underlying root word. The underlying root word is an interesting word. Mass, let me play it again. Macerate, similar to incarcerate. So the word mass comes from the word macerate, which is eerily close to the word incarcerate. Now the word macerate, where we get the word mass, now we're talking about mass consciousness and the reason why we do it. Why do we come together in a group to do anything? What is sports? I love sports. You go to a basketball game, a lot of people in mass. You ever seen a mass or a group of pit bulls? Like now, one pit bull who escapes doesn't really cause too much damage. You get three or four pit bulls together. They will maul and chew everything that moves. Why? Mass consciousness. Same thing with lions. One lion by itself is not too bad, but you get a pride of lions, a group of lions, they're going on a killing spree. That is called maceration. So maceration has to do with the steep. Or the steeple, it is the kneading of the mass. It comes from a word that means to. It's a, again a baking term. It has to do with the macerating. That's what these papal bulls are about. So, in other words, what am I saying? Let's cut to the chase. All I'm saying, brothers and sisters, is simply is that there is a papal, P-A-P-A-L, and it should be E-L instead of A-L, who has a leader. He's a fallen entity. His god is Molech, the owl. Now, an owl is associated with wisdom, kind of like the serpent. Now, you can do the research on Molech. I've done it all inside of my book. Molech, again, is the father of the elves, ELS, which is a race, a group, a type of man, but he isn't a man. Some people call the elves the grays. Some people call them the illy. Which is a branch off of the Egyptian god Set. I-L-L-I is where we get Illy or Illumi, which gives us the word Illuminati. Now, the reason why I'm saying all of that is so that way you can understand that there is a synagogue, there is an incorporation, there is a coven. That's an interesting word, coven, very similar to a covenant. Now, brothers and sisters, you will find all of the shadow people, they are in covens and they do blood orgies and sacrifice. You will find that there's a covenant. They do blood and they do orgies, except that the orgies is in the form of worship. It's not in the form of sex. We could talk about, I could go a lot of deeper into the grays, into the L's. But what I want to focus on, my brothers and sisters, is for you to totally get a true understanding of what is called sacrifice, mass sacrifice. That's what's going on today. Oh, Father, touch the ears and touch the minds of your people. Mass sacrifice. Now, I wish this wasn't so. Again, I'm just a messenger. Whether you guys choose to believe this or not, totally up to you. Hopefully you like me. People, you tell me this stuff 20 years ago. Everything I'm telling you, I've been carrying around in my back pocket for 20 years. I just decided this year, this was the year of the eighth. This is the year of 2015. 2015 is the year of building the temple to house the Shekinah glory of God. So my job, my name in Hebrew, my Hebrew name is Betaziel. Betaziel means one who builds the temple. Now, I have this on my website at masterteacher33.com. So I always wondered what temple I was supposed to be building. 2015 rolled around, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. It's like the Father said, add up the year. So I added 2 plus 0 is 2. 2 plus 1 is 3. 3 plus 5 is 8. Take the 8, turn it on its side. The 8 on its side represents the symbol of what? Infinity or eternity. And so God, this year, God is building the temple. He's building the eternity. So the year 2015, this year, is very powerful because this is the year of the ray, of the frequency, of the vibe. It is the vibrational frequency of building. Now, the 8 represents an executive, not just any executive, a spiritual executive. He uses and he gets everything in order so that way it can encompass or it can house or it can bring about a developed system. So executives, they look at systems, and they build systems to make things oscillate or vibrate better. So this mass consciousness, we are building, they are building a system by which to depopulate. They are building a system by which to confuse you. Con means to swindle. Fuse means they're coming together. So they are swindling you so you can come together. But the bigger question is why and who? Let me answer that for you. Again, this is the GP version. If you guys want to know the truth instead of a truth, you got to partner with me. Because this information I'm publishing on my private publishing. I'm publishing my own books. So that way I control who gets them and who doesn't. I can't depend on a third party. This information is too dangerous. Because once you understand what is going on and you understand who's behind the mass control of your matter. So if I want to control your chemistry, I have to control your electricity. If I want to control your electricity, I have to control your biology. And the word biology, bio, B-I-O, means a course of living. Again, do not believe a word I'm telling you tonight. Go to dictionary.com. Go to Google. Go to Esau. Go to blueletterbible.org. Go to Bible Gateway. Go to different resources and look up the definitions of the words that I'm using. The word biology means bio, course of living. Ology means logos, the word of God. It is a so you are a walking piece of dirt that functions based upon a frequency that's found in the word of God. The problem is what we read. What did we read at the beginning of the show? Jeremiah 8:8. Jeremiah 16:19. We inherited a faulty biological system. That's why you only use 10% of your DNA. Less than 10% of your brain. So we have been dumbed down, but first they numbed us down. So we've been numbed down so that way we can be dumbed down. So now they put fluoride in your water, you don't care. They put chemtrails in your air, you're watching cartoons. They are feeding you genetically modified organisms, nobody cares. I mean, On my website, Wake Up Black America, you want to know that the number of black men, we ain't talking to women, the number of black men that's incarcerated now, right now, outnumber the number of slaves that was in captivity. There's more men in prison than there were slaves. Do you want to know what the abortion rate is within the black community? Do you know how many black fetuses die per hour? You don't want to know that number. You would not believe me. Go to my website, Master Teacher 33. It's there too. But go to wakeupblackamerica.com. Wakeupblackamerica.com. Why is this happening? Mass control. You ever watch World Star Hip Hop? I talked about that last night. What in the world is going on in the African-American community? You ever heard of Willie Lynch? You ever heard of the psychological effects of slavery? So who was the god behind Molech? Because he was the god of Cain. Nimrod. Now remember, Cain is gain. Everybody wants to gain. What is gain? Money. Dollar bills, y'all. You know the definition of the word money in the Greek? It'll blow your cookies. You know it means architecture and shiny things. Go to the hood. Every black man in America got 20s on his car. Car worth more than his house. Craziest thing I've ever seen. Now, see, I can talk. I'm black, and I used to do it. So I'm talking about myself. Now, if you are an exception to the rule, assalamu alaikum. God bless you. That is awesome. But for every one of you, that's 10. We love shiny things. And what about architecture? Masonry. Freemasonry. Cain was a builder of cities. That's why God kicked him out of the garden. Because he was not of the right heritage. So this mass control is the result of gain. So if you're focusing on gain, you are the offspring of Cain. Now, that's another study for another time. Because inside of my book, The Ontological, The Hidden Ontological. Now, ontological, that's a word that'll blow your cookies. The Hidden Ontological History of Mankind. Do you know that there are turtle people on the planet? You know that there are snake people on the planet? You know that there are bird people? Why does Lil Wayne's handler, you know who Lil Wayne's handler is? You know what a handler is? A handler is somebody who's in the Oko community who brings you into that community, usually through blunt blood. That means that men, yeah, you get your rear end violated. Women, you know how you get gang raped in. So Lil Wayne's handler, what's his name? Birdman. You might want to ask him why he called himself Birdman. He'll tell you. He knows. He's a member. And if we can understand, my brothers and sisters, that everything we've been called, exactly like it said in the Helios Biblios, in Jeremiah 8:8, Jeremiah 16, Isaiah 14, there's a plethora of scriptures. You are being used for mass worship and mass sacrifices. These knuckleheads they're using your energy, and they are siphoning your energy. It's called adrenochrome. You mix adrenaline and fear, they feed off that. You will see. Every decision that you make in your life is made out of fear. Don't believe me? Look at every decision that you've made this month. Forget last year. Look at every decision. If you don't drive the speed limit, I'm going to give you a ticket. Fear. If you don't go to work, you know that saying, you don't work, you don't eat? Fear. If you don't go to church, you're going to burn in hell. Fear. Look at your life, brother. Look at your life, sister. Every decision you made in your life, you've made out of fear. And you mix that with the adrenaline. Ah, yeah, you got the oxygen of the shadow people. And so every cycle. So if you're a Roman Catholic. Now, I'm not a Catholic, never been a Catholic. I just studied it, researched it, went to a few services. It blew my cookies. All the kneeling, standing, Hail Marys and all of this stuff. So I asked him, so why you got to go to the father, to the priest? He's just a dude. And you're going to go confess your sins to him? That knucklehead sins more than you. It's not about that. It's about the sacrifice of the mass. Ah. The followers must be willing to come together in mass for human sacrifice. Well, you say, well, hold up, brother. Now, remember, The God is the Luciferian God of Suluman. We call Solomon. The God is the owl that all of the elite worship at the Bohemian Grove. Go to Google and type it in. Every politician, every one percenter, they go there once a year. Now, Alex Jones smuggled out. Now, you can go to YouTube and watch the video. There's a big owl. They have a ceremony called the cremation of care. Now, Moloch, back in the Old Testament, they used to sacrifice babies to Moloch. You know all those children in the back of the milk cartons? You know where they're going? I don't know if you really want to know. That's another study for another time. And so Moloch requires that the Pope gather them in a square. Check out the picture of the Vatican, what it looks like. So that way you can be dumbed down. That's why most churches have a monolithic statue on top of the church. It's called a steeple. Why is it monolithic? Yeah, I can't tell you that either. You have to join me on my private show. That's too dangerous. Monolithic statue. Most churches have a steeple. That way they can siphon the energy. Cool. You ever look at some of the ancient cities? Now, America, we're pretty young. 200 years old, however long we've been on the planet. What about Great Britain, Spain? All of these places that have all these old churches. They all got gargoyles on top of them. Do you know what a gargoyle is, brother? Do you know what a gargoyle is, sister? Now, we've been taught it's just a stone statue, right? I don't know if y'all really want to know. Now, you know that if you slow down an atom, slow it down enough, it solidifies. Let me tell it again. If you slow it down enough, that's what we are. We are slowed down atoms, slowed down light. What do you think a gargoyle is? Now, it's a stone statue on top of a building that is designed for mass human sacrifice. But we don't see, because we don't think the sacrifice, because we don't see the blood and all that stuff. We say, oh, we're just coming together to praise and worship, brother. Really? That's what we're doing. See, we haven't done the research, because all they did is the same gods. Them knuckleheads just changed names. So they're playing this word chess with you. So if you research it back, you will find that Inanna, I-N-A-N-N-A, however you pronounce that name, again, the name changed, and now it goes to Elizabeth, and then it goes to Isis, and then it goes to Mary. Oh, wow. Now, there's a lot of more that I could say on that topic. But for the sake of time, I just want to make sure that you understand this one concept tonight. Coven worship. A coven is a Wiccan term. A covenant should be a spiritual term. The Vatican and all other city-states, London, Washington, D.C., those are covens. Created, chartered with the divine right, power, and privilege underneath Queen Lilith and their god Moloch for the Pacific grouping, the massing together to bring about what is called mass consciousness. They use ancient technology. Anybody that, no disrespect, again, if you need a spaceship to get around, then you're not an advanced being. You're a dumbed down being. But they tell us if an alien comes in the spaceship, he's a bad dude. Why you need a spaceship? Does your God need a spaceship? My God don't need a spaceship. He transfigured himself. I don't need a spaceship. I don't need a telephone. We use mental telepathy. Now, if your God uses technology, you might want to get a copy of my book. called Technotronics, the new god of the age. They're using Techocracy. So Technotronics, there is a technological god. He's a god of technology. But again, that's another study for another time. Because what we see is this incorporation is a covet means to establish covens. Covet means hidden. So they use hidden means, and so they use titles and privileges and rights to establish covens. So all around the United States, united means group, states ruling dispositions. That's demons, by the way. So we got a bunch of demons who've established covens. There's no covenant. There's covens. Because the word covenant and the word coven now, and now people are throwing in color. This ain't got nothing to do with no color, brother. This ain't got nothing to do with color, sister. This has to do with covenant and covens. But if you don't understand the horn god of Wicca, the Baphomet, when he created the covenant with Caesar, then he created Caesar's Messiah. And now Caesar's Messiah is being presented as your Messiah, and you accept him wholeheartedly, and you worship him, and you praise him. But he's Caesar's Messiah. But we don't understand who Caesar is. We don't understand who Vespasian and his son Titus. We don't understand who Herod is. And we don't really understand the twin Christ. There's two of them. There's the Christos and the Christos. I did not tell you that. Now, for everybody who's partnered with me already at the $400 level, you already know this. And if you haven't partnered with me at the $400 level to get these 10 books and these 200 audio shows, so that way you can know the difference between the twin brothers, Inky and Enel, who now has been presented to us, renamed Christos and Krestos in the Greek. You don't know which one you're worshiping. So they are here to bring about a sacrifice of the entire humanity. So it's not just about you, brother. It's not about me. It's about the entire human race. We all are being led astray like sheep to the slaughter. Oh, I think that's a scripture, right? I've read that somewhere inside of the Helios Biblios. Absolutely. God doesn't do nothing, excuse me, or allow anything to happen without first revealing it to his disciples. I'm sorry, to his prophets. So when you understand that the monolithic doors that allow demonic possession to take place inside of Apollyon in the Greek, Mars, or the papal bull, this promotes the covenant of the false archangel Azazel and the Luciferian Council of Seven with Moloch, the owl, as the god with his queen Lilith. They sit on the council of the Freemason Coven. But I didn't tell you that. And the false archangel, angles of sacred geometry. You call it math. And so we got people walking around promoting sacred geometry, not understanding it is the Elohim that creates the Nephilim that basically instilled by El runs. He is the author of the papal illuminated coven. This Babylonian system uses Babylonian astrology. That's why I don't use Babylonian astrology. I use alphanumerics because they use the same system. They just got a dumbed down version. So the offspring of Ammon and the god El, Moloch, they give people crowns. They are called the Shiny One, the Bene HaNakash in the Hebrew. And so what they are doing, my brothers and sisters, is now they are using corps in the form of corporations. So a corporation is a corpse that is a coven for these light workers of the coven Lilith god. The Babylonian name for the god Lilith, who Lilith is Lilith or Illumini or Illuminati. So it's the coven of the Illuminati. This is all, some people call it aliens. They're not aliens, they're demons. They're fallen angels. And the Hebrew name or the Hebrew word El or Elohim. And so if you cannot wrap your brain around this, all of this stuff, you're trying to fight mass consciousness. This is the age of the snake. This is the coven age of snake worship. This is the age of the reptile or the reptilian or the Dagon or the Draco. I've talked about many. You guys know I used to have an organization called the Draco. This, my brothers and sisters, is the under open understanding of the Is, Isis, Ra, Egyptian god, El, Molech, Elohim, Azazel. The Israel. Oh, I heard that name before. Yeah, that's right. Those are people that's over there in a fake city, and they're fake Jews acting like they're real Jews, and they're not. That's what the scripture is saying. But we all worship, and now we've got the United States. Oh, boy, came over here, and he just addressed the United States Congress, saying that we need to send Israel, a false city with false people who serve a false god. You ever look at the star of Israel? A six-pointed star. You know that is a sexagram, right? We all know that. So this sexagram is promoting sex magic. So when you send that money over there, that's a form of sacrifice. That's a form of worship that promotes sex magic. And you wonder why most Reverend Dr. Bishops, myself included, when I was licensed and ordained, what happens when you become a licensed and ordained minister? You just joined in the coven. And now that ruling disposition come over you. Now, I had problems, but I didn't have no problem until I became licensed and ordained. Then my little head started thinking for my big head. Why? Sex magic. Why do you think the Pope is fondling all the altar boys? Why do you think your praise and worship leader is flamingly gay? Or he's sleeping with everybody in the choir. Why? Why is there so much sexual promiscuity within inside of the church? It's sex magic. So when they lay their hands on you, they're passing the demon that they got down to you. That's what the Bible says, let no man lay hands on you suddenly. You better watch who you allow to pray over you and your children. Now, I'm not talking about stuff that I read out of a book. This was my real life. I lived this stuff. I got all the scars, the bad credit, and everything else to go along with it. And so I was the result of mass consciousness. No, the number one thing is a diluting of the race. So for the first thing I do, I went and I married outside of my race. You will find this blending. Everybody says, oh, nothing wrong with it. Now, I'm not against, you know, you can marry anybody you want to. Just make sure that you were doing it. You ain't been manipulated. You ain't been mind-elfed into doing it. It's totally different. God is not a God of God. You think God is sitting on there worried about what color you are? God worried about what blood you are. Forget race. Let's talk about blood. What's your blood type, brother? What's your blood type, sister? Are you positive, electric? Or are you negative, magnetic? See, the life of the flesh is in the blood. But the life of the spirit is in the breath. So after we address the blood, see, your blood type determines your God type. Once we address the blood type, now we got to address the breath type. What breath do you have in your body? Who blew the breath of life in your body, brother? Who blew the breath of life in your body, sister? You don't have a clue, but I do. And when I tell people this, they don't, you know, so you mean to tell me I spent 40 plus years studying, you want me to give it to you for free? Now, I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. But you got enough money to go to McDonald's. Now, you got, let me make sure, you got $5,000 rims on your car, and you can't afford a $300 Dear Kinnear report. Are you serious? Is that what we're doing, black man? Is that what we're doing, black woman? Now, I can't talk about other races, but I don't know what it's like to be Caucasian. I'm not Caucasian. I know what black folks do because I'm black, so I can address that issue. I know what Luciferians do because I used to be one. I know what preachers do because I used to be one. I know what the Wiccans do because I used to be one. I know what the Luciferians do because I used to be one. I know what the Masons do. I know what the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn do. I know what the Perennialists do. I know what the Buddhists do. I know what the Kabbalists do. Why? I used to be that. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. So when you're ready to start playing and you're ready to come out of this mind control, then you email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Because the stuff that I'm going to tell you, brother, see, the only way you come out of it is by exposing it. When I tell you what you are doing before you are doing it, then I get your attention. So people call me and they tell me, well, I love talking to couples because couples call me and they'll say something. Well, I'm worried about, why you call me about your man? How about we talk about you? What are you doing? But you don't understand, brother, my man is doing, or the man will call, you understand, brother, my wife, once I leave my wife, then, I did that too. I had a 25-year marriage. I said, man, once I get rid of this marriage, then I'm going to fly. Got rid of my marriage, I crashed and burned. There is no problem that exists outside of the self. Let me say that again. There is no problem that exists outside of the self. Let me say that one more time. There is no problem that you have that is outside of you. Therefore, if you want to change your life, change yourself. Forget about your husband. Forget about your mom, your dad. This is about looking at that. Why are you looking at the speck in somebody else's eye instead of the boulder, the beam in your own eye? It's about self-analyzation. Why? You've been mind-elfed. Not part of my French. At least I didn't say the full word. But we all been mind-elfed. Now we just got to determine what degree of mind-elfing do you have. That's what I do 24/7, 365. I help people, number one, identify they've been mind-elfed. Because most people come to me and they say, no, but you don't understand. I'm the exception to the rule. The Bible says there is none righteous but me. The Bible says Satan, that old dragon who has deceived the whole world but me. This is what I hear when people call me. They say, hey, Brother Will, you know what? Those other people, now, my husband, now he's messed up. But me, I got my stuff together. Really? Okay. That's the number one sign that you've been self-deluded. When you can see problems in everybody else, but you ain't got no problems yourself, that's the number one sign that you have been oppressed, depressed, and I pray to God that you haven't been depressed yet. I'm sorry, possessed. Hopefully you're in the recession stage. Got money problems? That's the indication you got control problems. So the enemy oppresses you, depresses you, recesses you before he colonizes you, a.k.a. possession. How does he do it? Mass mind control. Now, I can sit here and I can go through all of the steps how mind control, there's five, that he uses. Now, every church, every police department, now, when I went into the military, they did it. When I went to law enforcement, they did it. When I went to corrections, they did it. When I went to federal, FPO, federal police officer, they did it. Every corporation, major corporation, they do it. Pretty much everybody used the same five texts to bring about brainwashing. Why do you think they call it brainwashing? It is a washing of the brain. Now, if you are a friend of me on Facebook, you can go to my Facebook page right now. I have an article underneath on my Facebook page underneath the notes section. You can go to Facebook, click on notes, and you can read where I've written about the washing of the brain. This brings about mass consciousness. So I want to control you. So changing mass or matter is the result of one word, because. Most people, they don't be the cause. They are the effect. That's a great song written by Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin wrote a song called Stairway to Heaven. Now, most people may or may not heard of that song, Led Zeppelin. It's an old school song written, in, I think, back in the 70s or something. But that song wrote by Led Zeppelin says, there is a lady who is sure that all that glitters is gold, and she is buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word, she can get what she came for. Oh, she's buying a stairway to heaven. Notice how she buys what she wants when she gets there with a word. And then the song goes, and again, Stairway to Heaven. You go to YouTube, type in Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. There's a sign on the wall but she wants to be sure. Because you know sometimes words have two meanings. Let me say that again. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure because you know sometimes words have two meanings. Do you guys know who Led Zeppelin was? See, I can't tell you who he was, but like most rock and roll stars, how do you think they become? Why do we call them stars, first of all? And how do you become one? Yeah, look at Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Look at their son, who looks like a girl, and look at their girl, who looks like the son. Now remember, according to the book of Isaiah, the people who hide in the shadows, they take the truth or they take things and they turn them upside down. So gender bending, why? Why, brothers, why? Molech, Lilith, Israel. You got people, we got a country who was incorporated in 47. They weren't even a country. They didn't have no land. They took the Palestinians' land. And then we got people over there, they're not even from there. They're not even Jews. They just say that they're Jews. Most of them knuckleheads are Germans. But yet, those who, now, brothers and sisters, what is being presented as the truth is not the truth. They take things that are not, and they present them as though they were. Let me say that again. The song, Led Zeppelin, it says there's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. Because you know sometimes words have two meanings. In the tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. Oh, it makes me wonder. Oh, it makes me wonder. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west and my spirit is crying and leaving. And in my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees and the voices of those who are standing. Oh, it makes me wonder. Oh, it makes me wonder. And it whispers that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forest will echo with laughter. My brothers and my sisters, what my boy Led Zeppelin is talking about here is the stairway to heaven. It's just not the heaven that you think. Everything has two meanings. Everything is based on a tune or a song. Everything has rings, as in the rings around Saturn or Saturnalia. This, again, is the result of mass consciousness or mass control. Knowledge is the trap of Satan. Knowledge is the evil trick that the enemy uses. The book of Ecclesiastes says, it is not the will of God for you to be all-knowing. That's what I'm saying. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 17 says, and I set my mind to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I realized that this also is striving after the wind. Striving after the wind is a New Living Translation of vexation of spirit. Because in much wisdom, there is much grief. And an increase of knowledge results in an increase of pain. Whether the increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. That's what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes by Suleiman, not Solomon. His real name is Suleiman. But remember, everything has two meanings. Look at the word friend. You ever looked up the definition of the word friend? It has two meanings. One's good. The other one is bad, really bad. Now remember, you have to go down to the bottom of the page to get the true definition. Now, there is what I call modern-day demonic possession. Modern-day demonic possession. Oppression, depression, possession. You can add in recession as well. All of this, my brothers and sisters, is the science of what I call Luciferianism. They use blood alchemy. I have a book that explains blood alchemy. It's called The Metaphysics and Science of Blood or Liquid Light. So blood is slowed down light. You take light, and if you slow it down, it solidifies or congeals into blood. Blood is congealed light. So your blood type is your light type. Your light comes from God. So based on your blood type, I can tell whether or not you belong to Yabato or whether you belong to the Father of Lights. Because Yabato molded the creation on the pattern of the original rams. Oh, you haven't heard of Yabato? Surely you have heard of Yabato. Now, I talk about this inside of my book, The Cosmogrator. He's the god of this world, little g. So you are serving God, right? Nobody told you that God was Gad, G-A-W-D, that I talked about yesterday. He's the god of fortune, and he controls men's destinies. He is the god Molech, a.k.a. Azazel. Now, inside of the secret book of John, which I've read on many, many, many occasions, it says, when he gazed upon his creation surrounding him, he said to his host of demons, the ones who had come forth out of him, I am a jealous God. There is no God but me. Where have I heard that before? Oh, yeah, I know where I've heard that before, in the Old Testament. Now, you should be asking yourself, what are you saying, Brother Will? Remember, never ask a question. Questions, I give you an answer, it just produces more, it produces confusion. Ask for understanding of the question, because the question has the answer in it. If you understand the question, you know the answer to the question. Blood alchemy, brothers and sisters, the fallen, they have molded mass or matter after the indestructible spirit. Let me say that again. The fallen, the Nephilim, those who from heaven came down to earth, saw the daughters of men, they went unto them and produces an offspring. These were called Anakin, the Anunnaki, those men of great renown. They are the shadow government. They produce mass. They produce space. They produce science. Do you think space? Do you think time? Do you think mass exists in the realm of light, where the true Father is? Do you think the Father needs a spaceship to fly around in? You think God uses technology? Technology is dumbed down spirituality. So I'm not impressed because you got a cell phone that can do A, B, C, and D. That's Luciferian. You say, well, come on, Brother Will. I don't know if you really understand what's going on, brothers and sisters. So again, let me say this one more time, brothers. The enemy has reversed. It is called reverse engineering. So what he did, he committed fraud. He stole the indestructible word, and he created or manipulated to create a destructible world. How do I know? W-O-R-D. W-O-R-L-D. Who's the L? The Lord. Who's the Lord? The Kyrios. Who's the Kyrios? The little g. Contrary to popular belief, he got many names. That's the problem. So throughout history, he changes his name to fit the culture. You go to one part of the country, he calls something else. You go to another part of the country, he's called something else. And so everybody's walking around confused. You think God is the author of confusion? God is not the author of confusion. And so what exists on this planet is the result of what is called linear, not circular. Linear mortal blood. Man's blood is terrestrial. God's blood is celestial. God's blood, my brothers and sisters, is circular. The Luciferian's blood is terrestrial. Linear. It is a line. It is a triangle. Three lines. That's another study for another time. So they use math, music, and language to do what? To keep you under control of the cosmogrator. This is the anti. Anti means opposite. It is antagonistic. So the enemy is the anti-God. He's antagonistic. So that's how they use mind control. Mind control, mass control, in order to get you to be submissive. You got to volunteer. Nobody can force you to do anything. Did anybody put a gun to your head and make you go to church on Sunday? Any Catholics out there, anybody put a gun to your head, make you go to mass? Anybody put a gun to your head to make you go to the football game? Anywhere where a group of people gather together, did anybody put a gun to your head and force you to go? No. You volunteered with your free will. How did you do it? Number one, isolation. Number two, sleep deprivation. Number three, hunger. Number four, extreme discomfort followed by number five, extreme kindness. Good cop, bad cop. Those are the five keys to effect a radical change in the ideals and the belief system of a person, a.k.a. brainwashing, the washing of the brain. I want to change your beliefs. I want you to come on my team. I got to isolate you. Women, what happens when you get married? You start doing everything your husband told you to do. Why? Now, I'm not saying you're supposed to be this volatile, you know, a woman that doesn't follow the husband and doesn't, you know, support him. And nothing. I'm just talking about, so you listen to country and Western music. Your husband listens to rap. Y'all get married. You stop listening to country and you start listening to rap. Why? Now, when I started the church, first thing they told me is, Brother Will, don't read this book. Don't hang out with these people. Why? Isolation. Now, I went to the Marine Corps. The Marine Corps told me, hey, the Marine Corps, we are a band of brothers. They told me that we are devil dogs. Why do they call Marines devil dogs? You ever heard of Chester Puller? You know, in the Marine Corps, we're trained to kill. I don't know if you guys know. Now, Marines, we don't have no other occupations. We're killers. We snap necks. That's what we're trained to do. So you're in a fight with the Marines, you better bring it. Because he's going to try to snap you. He's going to try to punch your ticket quick. But that's what we're trained to do. Devil dogs. It's right there in the name. And so isolation is the first thing that every cult do. They pull you aside and say, hey, instead of hanging out with your family, come and hang out with us. Don't read their books. Only read my books. I tell you guys to research everything that I say. Go to Google. Go to dictionary.com. Go to blueletterbible.org. Go to Esau. Go to Bible Gateway. Get a lexicon. Research. Study to show yourself approved. Don't believe me or no other Reverend Dr. Bishop. Don't allow nobody to troll, large, clumsy demon. You show me a man that wants to control you, I will show you a demon. Women, you might want to check your man. There's a lot of demons running around that look like men. How do I know? I used to be one. I ain't talking about something I read of a book, brothers and sisters. It took me a long time to get here. Where I've been, you do not want to go. In fact, you don't even want to know where I've been. You don't even want to know what I've seen. You surely don't even want to know what I've experienced. Because if you understand the propaganda that the government is using to hide the information, so that way you cannot bring about a transformation. So what I am doing is providing you with this information that brings about an EM field transformation, the electromagnetic field. That's what they're controlling. Now, the EM field, you have what is called an EM shield. But the powers that be know you do, but you don't. So they are arranged, they have arranged an electronic cage around the earth that prohibits the electronic field of the true light to enter in. Now, you don't know this, and I didn't tell you, but this electronic cage that you are in is the result of the original race of men, the father of the branch of man. We've been taught he is a good guy. Unfortunately, you've been lied to. And if you're over, under, and understand that both options that are presented to you today are two sides of the same coin. They fund both sides of the war. Every major war was funded by the Rothschilds. Everyone. So it doesn't matter which side wins. They funded both sides. So you think you got a choice between good and evil. Really? So you got option A and option B. As I say on every show, I try to say it on every show, everybody else is choosing between good and evil. I choose option C. Thank you. I never choose option A or B. Always choose option C. Never choose what is presented to you. Okay, take the red pill or the blue pill. Yo, homie, I ain't taking neither one of them pills. Oh, you want to be good or evil? I'm not doing either one. I want life. Never eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because good and evil is both on the same tree. You must eat from the tree of life. Father, okay, to my knowledge, only one individual came that said, I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. He came that you may have life, not knowledge. I don't care if the knowledge is good or evil. I don't care how much knowledge you got. I don't care how much knowledge you don't got. It's irrelevant. Do you got Zoe? Do you got life? That's what this is all about, my brothers and sisters. The year of the eight is the year of the life, eternal life. If you don't get your stuff together this year, woo, it's going to be rough for you in 2016, 17, and 18. Get your spiritual house in order, brothers and sisters. Get your spiritual house in order. You need every tape. Every tape. Now, this is the GP tape. But all of the secret stuff that I'm giving up, the 10 books, I know it's a lot of money. Now, I believe what God leaves, God provides. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Never. That's scripture, by the way. God said that he has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So you don't have a money problem, brothers and sisters. You have an intention problem. What's your intention? See, a lot of people, they just like information. But the Bible says, if you don't have the love of the truth, that's all you need. If, brothers and sisters, as God is my witness, not this fake watered-down version that we got here on earth. I'm talking about the Father of the realm of light. Now, there's a God of light. He's the God of this world. He's the little g. You got to go above him. You got to go. The scripture says that all good gifts comes down from the Father of lights. You should ask yourself, who the hell is the other lights? You know, people don't ask those kind of questions. That's why pastors, Reverend Dr. Bishop, they do not like talking to me. You throw a scripture out there if you want to, I'm going to ask you some questions. Because, see, I know the answers to the questions. I got the understanding. I don't spit answers. I spit understanding. Because when I give you understanding, when you get understanding, then you expect something. If you understand God, you expect God. If you understand good, you expect good. If you understand money, you expect money. If you understand health, you expect health. And when you expect it, you manifest it. You got an understanding problem, brothers. You got an understanding problem, sisters. So do I. We all do. So this year, we get an understanding. My brothers and my sisters, I'm out of time. I want to thank everyone for joining me on today's show. Again, anybody who's serious, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. At least partner with me at the $25 level. $25 a month is nothing. Preferably $50 a month, $75 a month. Those are the three levels where at least you get some information. You don't get any of the books, but at least you get some of the hidden shows that I'm not doing on public. If you want everything, email me, let me know, Brother Will. I'm with you at the $400 a month. That's $4,000 at the end of the year. But trust me, it's worth more than a college degree, eternal degree. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
If you so negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got a curse at all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt at all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is dipping, it's a misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny cause we'll grind but we don't fight at all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all.
I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these enemies. He told me what I need is what I'm